appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm glad to be back in church. You know, every service, it ain't the same. But as long as the Lord's here, that's all that matters.
Right.
That's why we're here to meet the Lord here. And as long as He's here with us, that's what we come for. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 13. And start with verse 20. In 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 20. You find it if you would say amen. Second Kings chapter 13 and starting with verse 20. And Elisha died, and they buried him, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming end of the year. And it came to pass as they were burying a man that behold they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. I'm going to read verse 21 once more. And it came to pass as they were burying the man that behold they spied a band of men and that cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Now, if you will, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 44. And if I'm not mistaken, we've already been over these verses a few times, but the Lord's led me back here. Ezekiel chapter 44, starting with verse 2. Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it. Therefore it shall be shut. It is for the prince. He shall sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate and shall go out by the way of the same. You may be seated. Thank you for those who could sing. Now, this is what happened. So, no, y'all haven't met Kelly, but Kelly's my friend that was supposed to come a while back, but, you know, she ended up not coming. But we talked about her a little bit. And me and her, she rode with me to Chapel Hill yesterday to keep me from riding by myself, you know, though she wasn't much good, you know. But she rode with me. And we got to talk about the Lord. She's got a lot of questions, and she's one of those that she doesn't know a lot of things and about the Bible. And sometimes we'll be in the car, and if a song comes on, about the Lord, something about the end of the world or something, she'll ask me questions about revelations and stuff. And we talked most of the way up there about the Bible and about the Lord and stuff. And there was some song that started playing on one of my CDs, a Gaither song or something. And it was mentioning the dry bones in the valley. And she asked me, she said, well, wasn't there a man, they put bones on top of him or something, and he come back to life. And I said, yeah, and I started telling her the story a little bit. And the Lord kind of got to talking to me about it. You know, sometimes the Lord can use a sinner and kind of give you something for everybody else. You know, the Lord uses, and since I became a preacher, I've learned that the Lord uses different things to tell me things. You know, he different methods. Sometimes a person will say something, it'll stick with me, and the Lord will give me scripture to go right. You know, it's just one of them things. But we got to tell him out, and I got to thinking about it, and I told her, I said, you know what? I said, the way I explained to her, I said, he had power even in his bones. I said, there was power even in his bones. And she said, I talked to her a little bit about how the Lord moves and the Lord works. And I tell her, I said, you know, if you ever do get to come to our church, we might scare you a little bit, you know, because sometimes we get, the Lord gets moving around there, and we get the feeling of the Spirit, but you know, I told her, I said, that's after, and so she knew a little bit of what I was talking about the power. She knew a little bit of what I've already said. But I said, there was power in his bones, Sister Lisa. There was power even in his bones. All the way down to the bone. And I got to thinking about that, Sister B. You know, sometimes, you know how they say, beauty's skin deep and ugly's to the bone? You know, y'all help me out. I feel like we kind of all over the place. Let's get back on track. Okay? But there's a saying that also talks about it being cut to the bone. You know, if somebody hurts your feelings real bad, Sister Dina, it's kind of like they've cut you to the bone. You know, it's all the way down deep. But I got to thinking about it, Sister Ebony. It was all the way down in his bones. Time the man, they threw the man over in the sepulcher, he came back to life. Time he touched him, he came up all the way, just touching those bones, all the way down to the bone. And I said, Lord, you know, okay, all right, let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's get in it, all right? Let's go, everybody look, let's get in it, okay? I feel it's a hindrance. So y'all say a prayer right quick, okay? This is what the Lord laid on my heart when we was going to Chapel Hill, and I was with a sinner, Sister Lisa, and I got to explaining to her, I said, it's all the way in the bones. You know, sometimes, Sister Ethel, people don't know what you're talking about. They don't understand what you mean, Sister Lisa, when you're talking about the power and the Holy Ghost and the Spirit moving and touching you and stuff and feeling it on the inside and working on the outside, you know. But I got to thinking about that, you know, when they probably asked Elisha, said, Elisha, why do you follow Elijah so closely? Why are you walking in his steps so closely? Because I can see if Elisha's walking like this, Elisha's riding behind him. Every step he takes, he's making sure he does exactly what he wants. And he told me, he said, Lord, he said, Elijah, when you leave, I want a double portion. I want you to make sure that you tell the Lord, when you leave, I want a double portion. I want all you have, and then more. He followed it closely, Sister Lisa. He was wanting to make sure everything Elijah had, he had. Everything he done, he wanted to be able to do it. He said, I want it all. So when they asked Elijah, they said, how deep do you want it? He said, I want it all the way down to the bone. He said, Lord, cut it open and put it all the way down to the bone. They said, how close you following, Elisha? He said, real close, just as close as I can, Sister Ethel. I want it all the way down to the bone. He said, Lord, when the Lord opened the door and he entered in, he shut it behind me. Said, I don't plan on coming back out. And the last time he said, Lord, you stay right inside. I want you real close, real close. When I asked him, Sister B, said, how bad do you want it? He said, I want it bad. I want it in me. I want it all around me. I want it on the inside. I want it on the outside. I want it everywhere I can get it, within me and without of me. I want it all the way down to the bone. Sister Dana, I want him to cut me to the bone. If it means he's coming inside. Sister Ethel, I don't just want him in one place and not want him in another place. I want him all the way, all over, all around, all in my mind, Sister Dana, all in my heart, all in my eyes, all in my ears. Everywhere I can have him, Sister Lisa, that's where I want to have him. Time they touched the bones, Elisha was dead and gone. There was no more flesh on his bones, Brother Tony. He was dead and gone. There were no more breath in his lungs. There were no more lungs to have breath in. By the time he touched the bones, he rose up. He said, I got it, and I've got it all the way down to the bone. All the way down, Mama. When they said, Sister Pam, how deep do you want it? I want it all the way down to the bone. All the way down. I don't want there to be no room left for Sister Pam no more. I just want it to be all Jesus. Everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, I want it all the way down. Yeah. Do you want it that bad? He said, I want it that bad. I want it that bad. Sister Ethel, you got to get where you just want it that bad. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. It don't matter what they put you through. I just want it that bad. I got to have it, Sister Dana, that bad. I need it that bad. He followed close. He said, Lord, every step has got to be just right. When the Lord gave him bread to eat, he ate it. When he gave him water to drink, he drunk it. He said, Lord, it might be bitter. He said, some of it's bitter, some of it's sweet. He said, I may not like what you give me to eat. He said, but I want you within and without. Even if I don't like it, if it's going to make me more like you, I want it within and I want it without. I can get it past my taste buds to get it in my heart if that's what I need to. Because I want it all the way, Sister Lisa, not part of the way, not half the way. That's sometimes why we're in the troubles we're in, because we go half the way. We don't go all the way, Sister Ethel. Sometimes certain troubles and trials with the Lord, I can go this far. But that's as far as I can go. No, Lord, I want it all the way down, all the way in, all the way out. I want it all the way, all the way down to the bone, as deep as it can go. I preached the other week, Lord, I started my feet just. Fill me up. Lord, I want you to go all the way. If you do your part, the Lord's going to do his part. If you're trying to dig deep, the Lord's going to see that when you dig down, you're going to find something. He's going to put your oasis at the bottom. But you got to start digging. If you want the water, you got to dig for it, sister. If you're dry and thirsty, you got to dig for it. You got to dig down deep. Now, I appreciate the Lord this morning. And I realize we've talked about these things before, so I don't need to mention it again. But I don't mean to appear rough. I just desire your prayers. And what would help us maybe is to go home and start praying for the services, especially, and for the preaching, because I don't mean to appear rough, but the devil frustrates me when he tries to hinder me, because I know that I've studied and labored over the message, and I know that God's given it to me. When the devil tries to hinder me, I get mad at the devil. I get mad at the devil, sister, because I don't like him. I've never liked him, and I still don't like him, and I don't like him when he tries to hinder the work of God and what the Lord wants to do. So let's start praying for the services. And me and Mama was talking. She said maybe we'll start praying before the messages. And sometimes when I'm up here, I forget to do that. So if y'all want to signal me and remind me, then we might need to start praying before the messages. But I appreciate the Lord, and I really appreciate y'all. All right, good luck.
Jesus, and we need to stay in touch with God. You can't get too close to the Lord. Amen. They opened up that tomb and threw that man's dead body in there. They probably had a fit and come back up out of there. But I tell you something, the Bible talks about being dead in your sins and alive in the Lord. You can take that death and make it into a resurrection. Amen. He'd probably come out of that grave with an evangelist or something when he touched the bones of a life.